Hi, this is IndyCar driver Graham Rahal, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland. And Graham Rahal has got a lot of Chicago roots, a lot of Illinois roots as well. And so you know he's taken some road trips, and not all of them on tracks. And so there are so many places to go. And here on the show, you know, we talk about all sorts of different places. You can get the family in the car, in the family truckster, if you have, with the optional Rally Fun Pack, or maybe the minivan, or whatever you're going to do and get out there. We've highlighted places like, you know, Indianapolis and, of course, Florida and Kentucky and Wisconsin and those. But there are so many places that are close to home, and who has more of a hand on the pulse of anyone? No one better than Jan Kemmerling from the Illinois Office of Tourism. Jan, welcome to WGN.
Hi, thank you, Dane. Glad to be on.
It's great to have you on. Number one, you can talk travel. You can also talk a little bit of racing. Got to let the listeners know, in full disclosure, you're a racing fan.
Oh, yes, I am. Big fan. I go to Daytona 500 every year, and, of course, the Chicagoland races, so I love it.
It's always great to see you. And but even for those people that aren't necessarily heading out to a track, there's a lot of places as we get towards the end of the summer before school starts for people to kind of get in the car and enjoy Illinois.
Sure. A couple of my favorites that are close by to the Chicago area is out in the Starved Rock Country area. So you have Matheson State Park and Starved Rock State Park, which, you know, has these amazing waterfalls, hiking trails, and just getting out there and exploring it as a family. I think you can go picnicking and things. But we're also this year excited that the Illinois and Michigan Canal Heritage Area was actually the first National Heritage Area in the country, and they're celebrating their 35th anniversary this year, and it's also out in that same area in LaSalle, and you can do these canal boat rides. So you actually got the mule-pulled boats that you can explore. They're 90-minute tours.
Now, is that one of the things, Jan, where people think of, you know, they think of, you know, great agricultural farmland and all the rural things that we have here to offer in Illinois, and you think, of course, of Chicago, that when it comes to places like Starved Rock, for those people who haven't been there, you got to get out there. I mean, it's some natural beauty that people just kind of overlook Illinois there.
I know, and I think sometimes that's the misperception, that we do not have these great state parks, and we've got an abundance of natural resources. So in that area, and then in southern Illinois, so there's these great outdoor experiences that people just really need to get out and explore.
I wanted to ask you about, and this is a thing, it's on the license plates, it's our identity as we travel, people bring it up, you know, Land of Lincoln and all that kind of stuff, but the presidential museums are great wherever you can find them, but the Lincoln one is really something special, and I want to make the kids think, oh, geez, that sounds like school. But it is educational, but it's really a cool thing to check out.
Yes, it is. So, I mean, everybody walks out of there is just completely amazed, because it takes you all through Lincoln's life, but it's also got these immersive, you know, theater experiences where, you know, you're seeing holograms, and, you know, it's just a very cool experience. And then actually going through Lincoln's life all the way through the White House years and stuff, but it's all highly interactive, engaging, so everyone loves to explore that. And then, of course, you can see, you know, Lincoln's home, the only home he ever owned in Springfield, go to the tomb where Lincoln, his wife, and three of his four children are buried, and you always have to go and rub his nose for good fortune. So those are some fun things that you can do while you're down here in Springfield.
Rub his nose for good fortune.
Yeah, it's actually one of the 10 luckiest places in the world.
Who's the one compiling that list?
Because a lot. I mean, if you Google it, 10 luckiest places in the world, no matter who's put that list out, it'll be on there. Wow. Rubbing Lincoln's nose at Lincoln Tomb.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right up there with the Blarney Stone.
Wow, that's great. Well, we've got to promote that. You heard
it. I know.
I know that a lot of, not only kids, but, you know, adults and certainly, you know, 4-H kids and certainly some bands and people that are fans of whether it's great festival food or music or even racing are enjoying the opportunity for the Illinois State Fair to start it. Mm-hmm. But for those people who have not been, but maybe have been to a carnival or maybe even like a county fair, explain the scope, kind of the range of fun and cool things that you see at the Illinois State Fair.
Sure. So it started Thursday, and it runs through Sunday, August 18th, so it's a great time to still get down here and see everything. But, you know, you have the giant slide, you have the carnival rides that you'd see at a lot of the, you know, county fairs and everything like that. But we also have this amazing conservation world at the state fair. So your kids can learn about boating and fishing and all sorts of outdoor activities, and they really do a nice job of doing that. But also the agricultural barn. So sometimes kids aren't in the city, sometimes haven't seen, you know, cows and goats and sheep and and all of that. And you can really go through that, and they have harness racing. So it's a great agricultural experience, as well as having the carnival food and all the concerts. So they have some great concerts each evening. So it's just a fun experience as a family.
Yeah, Old Dominion is going to be there. There's a country fan favorite, Snoop Dogg. You've got, I think, Vince Neil is going to be there, the former singer from Motley Crue, Reba McEntire. So you really do have, even though it is, and you think of like a, you know, a state fair is more of sort of a kind of a country kind of situation, but you really do have music that covers everybody.
Yes, certainly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they try to appeal. The Pentatonix is there, Dan and Shay also, and like you said, Snoop Dogg. So they've really got a good lineup this year to reach a lot of different folks.
All right, we're going to let the listeners know we're talking with Jan Kemmerling. She is with the Illinois Office of Tourism. She is one of their visionary leaders there, explaining and sharing not only the luckiest places in the world, some which happen to be here, but also places that you can go. I've got to ask you, and this is something we cover a lot of the food here at WGN. When it comes to the fair, there are things, whether it's, you know, funnel cakes or elephant ears or things that you just don't find everywhere else. And so what are some of your favorites? Do you have some things you enjoy?
Well, as you know, for the fair, it's everything fried on a stick. So no matter what it is, you can get it at the state fair. But obviously, the pork patio and a corn dog is some of my favorites, the French fries and some of that. But, I mean, each year they come out with something new on a stick that you just got to try.
Well, you know, and of course, trying to keep it authentic, right, to Illinois delicacies. And that's why, I guess, especially current with the Chicago situation in the news, we have the fried alligator bites. So it's one of our I don't know, Jan, did you hear, you're down there in Springfield, that we had an alligator situation?
So. I did hear that. I thought that was a big deal, and then I guess the person who caught it got around and got on the news and got to tell the story about it, so that's pretty cool.
Not only that, Jan, I think he threw out a first pitch at the Cubs. He was,
oh my gosh.
He's a local celebrity now, so you never know when your 15 minutes is going to start ticking.
That's so true.
So for people who want to get and find some of these great locations, and there are some great ones, so many, can you give a website where for the Illinois tourism for people to check it out?
Yeah, so go to enjoyillinois.com and we'll give you some great trip inspiration ideas there. Please follow us on our social channels at Enjoy Illinois. And then when you're out exploring all these great places in Illinois, be sure to hashtag Enjoy Illinois so we can use some of your great photos on our website.
It sounds great, and encourage people to get to Route 66 as well. That's one of those things. So, Jan, we're going to let you get back to planning. I guess everybody else is right with all the advice side, but planning your big vacations as well for the rest of summer. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you, Dane. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you. We'll see you at the track. So Jan is a big fan. Like, I got a chance to see her, and actually, I think she was in on a dinner that we had at the Daytona 500. She's at Chicagoland Speedway. So not as only is she kind of shaping and sharing a great tourist and vacation destinations here in Illinois, but she's a big racing fan. It's very cool. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Sarah about, there's a huge car show. We talk about a lot of them. They're happening in a bunch of great places all around the Chicagoland area, whether it's Westmont, whether it is Naperville, whether it's Lombard. Roselle has a great cruise night, and they've got a big event that's coming up next week at Chicagoland Speedway, and so we're going to talk with Sarah about that from the track when we come back. It's On the Road with Dane here on 720 WGN.